This podcast is from Morning English.
I got French fries.
Biscuit.
How about the word jam?
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. What's wrong with you?
I'm annoyed. I ordered some snacks from this foreign company in Shenzhen, and they screwed up the order.
How'd they screw it up?
Well, I ordered some chips, but they gave me...
Hold on a minute. Let's talk about it for today's podcast.
All right.
But first, we want to give everybody a question. What do we call 薯片 in British English?
Is it A, chips, or B, crisps?
是的，今天这道听力题的答案呢，我们还是会像平常一样公布在哪里呢？当然就是我们的文字版笔记了。那今天这期节目啊，我们是来聊一聊零食的话题。那马上就春节了，在家看着电视吃着零食的日子就要到了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。 So you got the wrong package?
No, it's the right package.There's just some confusion because of our different English.
What? How? 不同的英语，啥意思啊？
Well, I thought the guy was an American, so I was using American vocabulary. You see, we only use text messages in WeChat to talk.
Oh, so you couldn't hear his accent.
Right.
So where is he from?
Well, I'm guessing Britain. Then maybe Australia. Actually, he could be from any native English-speaking country except for America. I couldn't really tell from the short text messages.
Well, why would that matter? You both are native English speakers. There should be no problems, right?
Well, usually there are no problems at all. Sometimes, there are different words for the same thing, but I know both the British and American words.
Sometimes there are pronunciation differences, like...Tomato and tomato, right?
Yeah, but that's no problem for me either.
So what's the problem? 请问您老人家，那到底哪里出了问题呢？点个吃的还没点对。
Well, the problem is when the Americans and the British, you know, they might use the same word, but for different meanings. And this happens a lot with food.
啊，就是同一个单词，但是在英式英语和美式英语里面的意思完全不一样。So you said you ordered some chips, right? What did you get?
I got French fries.
French fries? So he made a mistake, right? French fries 是薯条，炸薯条，一根一根的。
No, he didn't make a mistake. In Britain, French fries are called chips.
啊，在英式英语里面 ,chips 就是薯条。Chips 就是 French fries, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, then, what are chips called in British English?
Crisps. Crisps. C-R-I-S-P-S, crisps.
Crisps.
Yeah.
啊，所以就是那个脆的那个形容词，形容一个东西是嘎嘣嘎嘣咬的脆脆的那种，叫 crispy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
啊，所以把最后的那个字母 Y 改成 S, crisp, 就是英式英语里面的薯片。
Yes.
因为薯片咬起来脆脆的嘛。
Yep.
Right? Okay, so let me get this straight. In America, there's French fries, 薯条, and...Chips, 薯片, right?
Yep.
Okay, but in Britain, they say chips, 薯条, and crisps, 薯片.
Right.
Oh, that's so confusing, honestly. Okay, so you wanted 薯片, right?
Right. So because I thought he was American, I said chips.
But because he is British, you could have said crisps.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So what are you going to do? Send them back?
Nah, it's too much trouble. I'll just eat some and give some away. Here, you take some.
Thanks. So what other food words are confusing British and American English?
Well, how about the word jam?
Jam, 果酱, right?
Yeah.
J-A-M, jam. Mm-hmm. Like a strawberry jam, blueberry jam, right?
Yeah, but only in Britain.
But not in America?
Well, in America, they have two words that they use. Jam is made from the whole fruit, but jelly, J-E-L-L-Y, jelly, is made from only fruit juice and sugar. In some places in America, they don't even say jam anymore. They just call them both jelly.
That's so confusing. Again. Okay. So jam, J-A-M, 这个词它在英式英语里面就是果酱、
yep.
对吧 啊，但是在美式英语里面呢，果酱还被分成了两种，一种叫做 jam， 一种叫做 jelly。
Right.
OK， 所以在美式英语里面 ，jam 是指那种整颗水果做成的果酱。哎，就是我记得我在像Whole Foods， 就是那个有机超市里面
yeah.
买的那个 strawberry jam， 它里面就是有真的整颗的大颗的草莓的，
yeah,
有果肉的
yeah.
，yeah， 那种呢就叫做 jam。那另外一种呢 ，jelly， 就是它也是翻译成果酱哈。当然 ，jelly 这个很多同学都知道这个词，但是它在指果酱的时候啊，指的是那种仅仅是用果汁和糖可能调成的那种果酱，并不是那么真的果酱。
Right.
Well, so what do the British call the fruit juice and sugar one?
Well, actually, they don't. I mean, they don't really eat it. It's an American thing. It's American way of making just a cheap and unhealthy jam.
Well, that's not too confusing now. The Americans have a different product by a different name.
Yeah, but the problem is that jelly is a word in British English, too.It's a kind of children's sweet snack. In America, they call it Jell-O.
Ah, Jell-O. 其实 jelly 啊，这个词它本身就是有那个果冻的意思，我们吃的那个果冻。
Right.
所以它在传统，就是在英式英文里面啊 ，jelly， 我们刚刚讲的那种美式英语里面叫那种糖浆调成的果酱的那种那个词啊，在英式英语里面它就是指果冻。但是在美式英语里面呢 ，jelly 这个词不是被用作了果酱吗？那么就用另外一个新的词来表示果冻，就是。J-E-L-L-O 把最后的字母 Y 改成了 O Right?
Right
Jell-O
Yeah, so in Britain Jelly means Jell-O But in American Jelly means jam
Yeah, that's so confusing Okay Any more?
well, there's one more that I will mention today
What is it?
Biscuit
Oh, biscuit B-I-S-C-U-I-T, right?
Yep
就是饼干嘛
Yeah, in Britain, this is a small, flat, dry kind of cake, and it's usually quite sweet.
Ah, I know this one. In American English, it's called a cookie, right?
That's right, cookie. Mm-hmm. C-O-O-K-I-E. In American English, a biscuit is a salty bread-like snack. So, look, when someone offers you a biscuit, you have no idea what food they're talking about.
Ah, 所以英国人说的 biscuit 是真的是饼干就是我们中文里面说的这种饼干
yeah.
包包的脆脆的 right?
Right,
对吧、
right.
有甜的有咸的
right.
但是美国人说的 biscuit 就不一样了美国人说的 biscuit、啊、其实是一种松饼它是一种面包、
oh. yeah.
以前哈在我们国内的麦当劳有一款早餐的那个汉堡就是用这个 biscuit 做的
well, that's right, it's annoying
yeah. 所以那美国人叫饼干什么呢？我们中文说的真正的那种饼干啊，美国人叫做 cookie.
Right.
Cookie. And there is a commonly used to idiom. That's the way the cookie crumbles.、
Mm-hmm.
饼干就是这么碎的，意思啊，其实就是说饼干已经碎了，它永远不可能再恢复了 ，right? 就是事已至此，已经这样了。Sorry about your package being wrong, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
well, that's all the time we have. Don't forget our question today. What do we call
薯片
in British English?
Is it A, chips?
Or B, crisps?
答案大家别忘了去我们的文字版笔记里面找哦。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for joining us for Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next episode.
See you. French fries. French fries.
French fries, yeah, it's common sense. All you need is a couple more condiments. And $100,000 for some compliments. Ha ha, it's such a waste. When little girls grow into their mother's face. But little girls are learning how to cut and paste. And poker up their lips until they suffocate. Ha ha.